A few days ago, I shared with you that when we were praising and worship, and I was in the spirit, I was as though I was sitting in a judge's seat, like in a courtroom. But it wasn't me there. The Lord was allowing me to see through His eyes. And I heard the gavel come down. And then I heard, court is now in session. And when He said that, and I saw that, I'm telling you, things changed. I've seen things changed everywhere. Everywhere. And I've heard that over and over and over. All the messages, all of the prophetic words I've heard, court's in session. Court's in session. Same spirit. And in this court in session, what it is God is sitting as judge to hear all the prayer requests from the saints, to bring judgment to the world system and to the earth. Just like in the times when the Israelites were taken captive and they prayed and cried out to God for 400 years. And He said, when He met with Moses, He said, all their prayers have come before Me. And I'm now moving. So God has been moving, but there's a different move that's getting ready to happen. So He's collecting all, not only the prayers, but almost like all the evidence. Amen? All the evidence is being collected. And you can see that all over the world. I mean, they got congressional hearings. They've got all of these witnesses. They're collecting all the information. They're collecting all the witnesses. They're collecting all this information so God can fulfill a judgment. Does everybody understand? Praise God. In Revelation chapter 12 and verse 7. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. Wow. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. What does he do? He deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ. Who's the power of His Christ? Jesus. Has come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast out. So even the enemy has been before the Lord every single day accusing me and you. Amen. And it says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he knows that his time is short. And he knows his time is short. So he has come down. Now the accuser goes to the court of the Lord and accuses the brethren. Amen? But God's first judgment here against the enemy was to remove him from his position. God removed Lucifer from his position. He removed him not only from position in God's glory and in His presence, He removed him. Amen. That was His first judgment towards Lucifer, towards Satan, to remove him. And His second judgment towards him in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 7. Court is in session, gathering all documentations, all the witnesses, all the prayers of the saints. Now, judgment isn't going to come all at once. It'll be bits and pieces. In verse 7, let's speak it. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, but as he is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Now, the second judgment God brought to the enemy was to dismantle him. The Bible says that he descended into hell. He took the keys of death, hell, and the grave away from the powers of Satan's kingdom. And he gave that power to his saints. Not everybody knows that they have that power. Amen? Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he's been born again. And again, there's a position where you are born again. You're not just saved anymore. You are born in the Spirit. That's with authority. And again, Jesus came, he put on flesh to destroy the works and the power of the enemy that was against his people. Now, remember, he didn't come to bring peace yet, but he came to bring a sword so that you and I could fight. Because we're to carry this on now. Amen? In fact, the Bible tells us that you and I are the ones that are going to execute God's judgment for him. We will judge the world. But he's going to release that in his time on everything. God is going to move tremendously through the body of Christ. Tremendously. We haven't seen anything yet. We're getting ready to enter a whole new era. Life on this earth will never be the same. Never be the same. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, but know this, that in the last days, are we in the last days? Everybody ought to know that, right? Perilous times will come. Is there perilous times everywhere?
Yeah.
For men will be lovers of themselves. Well, we're seeing that all over. Lovers of money. Boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong. Headstrong in what? Haughty. Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. They have a form of godliness, but they deny his power. And from such people, he says, turn away. Don't associate with them. Amen? But these are the sort that, who creep into households and ministries and businesses and take captives of gullible men and women and load them down with various sins and lusts and carry them away. Always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, as Jambres and Jabez resisted Moses, so did these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds disapprove concerning the fruit, but they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifested in all as theirs also was. So we see that this is perilous times. We are in perilous times. We can't deny that. Hebrews 12:25. See that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven. Is God speaking from heaven?
Yeah.
Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only earth, but also heaven. Now this yet once more indicates the removal of those things which are being shaken. In other words, they're being exposed, aren't they? As of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. So don't get shaken off your foundation. Amen? Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably, with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a what? He's a consuming fire. Hallelujah. Shaking. We are in the shaking right now. Amen? Things are shaking and a quaking. Don't get shaken off your foundation. And 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 6. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. Anybody been going through various trials? Everybody goes through various trials. It doesn't stop. When you're out of one, you're in another, right? That the genuineness of your faith, how many of y'all know God's testing your faith? He wants to know if you're genuine or generic. Amen? He wants to know whether you're real, if you're really in love with Him, if you're serving Him or you're serving yourself. Being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire. So we're going to be tested by fire, right? May be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, though you do not see Him, yet believing you rejoice with inexpressible joy and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. So we see that shaking, everything's being tested. He wants to know if you're genuine. Why? Because those who are right in position and are genuine are going to get blessed like crazy. Because we are not only in the second day, the second wind. And then even though we're in the storm of trial, once that place comes of the eye of the storm, provision's going to be released big time. Don't miss it. Amen? Psalm 33 in verse 8. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him. For He spoke and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. The Lord brings counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the people of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. The plans of His heart to all generation. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord and the people He has chosen as His own inheritance. The Lord looks from heaven and sees all the sons of men. From the place of His dwelling, He looks on all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashions their hearts individually. He considers all their works. No king is saved by the multitude of His army. A mighty man is not delivered by great strength, and a horse is a vain hope for safety. Neither shall it deliver any by its great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear Him, who reverence Him, who honor Him, who obey Him, on those who hope in His mercy, to deliver their soul from the death and to keep them alive in famine. Now, we know that as things get worse here, because things are going to get worse, but things are going to get better for us. Amen? We've already entered that time. There's famines in other countries. It's going to hit all kinds of places. There are ships and all kinds of things out there that can't even make it to port, because the Antichrist regime has shut down many ports. But God is faithful. No matter what's going on, we will be provided. No matter, I don't. He can drop it from the skies. No matter what, amen. He's going to make a way where there seems to be no way, because that's what He does. Hallelujah. Proverbs 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with what? Not when you feel like it. Not when you're just in trouble. Amen. Trust in the Lord what? With all of your heart, and lean on not on your own understanding or sometimes your own common sense. Amen. You know, so many people are still making choices in how they feel. They're still living out of their emotion instead of the spirit. They're still living out of the head instead of the spirit. People that live out of the soulish arena are dangerous. Amen? They're dangerous. Why? Because they make their decisions in how they feel. And making decisions how they feel. How many? Anybody ever had a feeling that it was wrong? Don't raise your hand. I know every one of us. We could all lift our feet. We've all made decisions that were wrong. Did you ever buy something that you knew? I really loved it. You know, those cars that are beautiful and they're really nice and you buy it and it's nothing but a stinking lemon? Then you're regretting it later. Amen? Did you ever marry someone you shouldn't have? Amen. We've all fallen into that some way or another. Or made a covenant with someone or associated with people we shouldn't have. Amen? So in that, why? Because it's a choice made by how you feel. not a choice made by truth. Amen? It's a choice by, and this is what God is trying to break off right now. You know, because many people are emotionally scarred because of the choices they've made. And God's trying to bring healing. He's trying to make a way for us to walk into the realm of his presence and of his glory and forget those things that are past and move forward. Because you can't bring those things from the past into the future. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Let's go a little further. In verse 6, in all of your ways acknowledge him and he will what? Direct your path. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It'll be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all of your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, do not despise the chastening or the correcting of the Lord, nor detest his corrections. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father and the son in whom he delights. Now, again, this is where your relationship with the Lord is so essential. This is where you must take time with God. This is where you learn his voice and you learn his unction. Where you're learning how to live out of the spirit, not out of the mind and not of the emotion. This is where you know that you know that you know God is with you no matter what. Amen? This is where your identity, the more you know him, the more your identity is in you. You know, so many people are still trying to identify themselves with the world, with their employment, with their talents, with their abilities, with their wealth, with their possessions, instead of identifying themselves as a son and daughter of the Most High and an offspring. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Lean not on your own understanding and your own conscience. Psalm 1:1. Blessed is the man who what? Walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. So what about the person that walks in the counsel of the ungodly? Is he blessed or cursed? He's cursed. That means the enemy, the powers of darkness got access to that individual. Nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law and the word of God, the law of the Lord. And in his law he meditates, he focuses on every day and every night. He shall be like what? A tree planted by the rivers of water. In other words, he's going to be filled with peace, joy, and righteousness of the Spirit of God. That brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither. And whatever he does will what? He's going to prosper. He's going to prosper. Amen? How many of y'all want to prosper? Well, I mean, if you don't want to prosper, that's a bummer. You know, I heard I was watching something on TV, and this religious moron, he said, yes, I've taken a vow of poverty. I said, what an idiot. Who would take a vow of poverty? How are you going to give glory to God if you're poor? Hello? I couldn't believe it. If I could have stuck my hand through the TV, I'd have slapped him. Hallelujah. Is everybody okay? Praise God. Let's go to Psalm 14. In verse 1, please. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are what? Corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there's any who understand and who seek God. They have all turned aside. They have together become corrupt. There is none who does good, not one. If all the workers of iniquity know knowledge of who we eat up my people as they eat bread and do not call on the Lord. There they are in great fear, for God is with the generation of the righteous. You shame the counsel of the poor, but the Lord is his what? Refuge. That's why we run to him. We don't go to the phone, we go to the throne. Amen? Praise God. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 9. Therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well-pleasing to him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Nobody escapes. Amen? That each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Knowing, therefore, the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are well-known to God, as also trust as well-known in your conscience. In other words, nobody escapes. Everybody's going to appear before the judgment seat of God. Everything is recorded. Amen? No, you know, the wicked may do things, this, that, whatever. You may see people prosper in illegal activities in wrong ways, but let me tell you, nobody gets away with it. Nobody. Psalm 98, verse 4, please. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in song. Rejoice and sing praises. Sing to the Lord with the harp and the psalm and the sound of psalm, with the trumpets and the sound of a horn. Shout joyfully before the Lord, the King. Let the sea roar in all of its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands and let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he is what? Coming to judge the earth. With righteousness he shall judge the world and the peoples with uprightness or equity. He is sitting as judge right now looking from heaven. He said the courts are in session now. Things are now being all calculated, added up. Certain judgments are going to be released. We're going to be entering a new era. There'll be an increase of prophetic anointing released as a second mantle will be released also. Sheep will be turned into lions. Hello. It's a time of reformation. It's, in other words, it's going to make changes to reset things in the right path. And Revelation 8 and verse 1. And he opened the seventh seal. And then what's the number seven mean? Complete. There was silence in heaven for about a half an hour. And I saw the seven angels who stood before God. And to them were given seven trumpets. Then another angel having a golden censer came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints ascended before God from the angel's hand. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and threw it to the earth. And there were noises and thunderings and lightnings and the earthquake. So the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. And everything is being preparation right now. See, so those prayers, and as God is gathering all the evidence and everything, he will send them back. Things will be thrown back to the earth, and the angels will follow them and begin to bring judgment. You're going to see your rest come. Yes, I know everybody's been waiting for it. It's coming. People will be arrested. People will be removed from their office. Those that have been involved in inhumane acts will be judged. Those that have been involved in child smuggling, human smuggling, molestations, and counterfeiting. And even the Bidens and the Obamas, they're going to all. There's going to be no Obamanites. Amen. Bidenites. Amen. Their time is coming up. In fact, their time has run out. Amen? Because light is going to overtake everything. Glory. Revelation 20 and verse 11. And I saw a great white throne, and him who sat on it, and from whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead and the small and the great standing before God, and the books were open. And another book was open, which is called the Book of Life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things for which were written in the books. The sea gave up the dead who were in it. Death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in him. And they were judged, each one according to his works. Like I said, nobody gets away, even when you're dead. Then the death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Remember, the court is in session. And I'm going to leave with Matthew 25. Because how many of y'all know people run to God when things get bad? Even the atheists cry out to God, oh God. Why? Because they were created by him. Matthew 25, verse 1. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be like the 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. You know why they didn't take any oil with them? Because they didn't have any to take. They didn't go buy any. How do you buy it? Praise and worship. Praise and worship. This is how you buy your oil. You don't buy your oil reading the word. You must praise and worship. That's called drinking in the spirit. Amen? That's why God said, what did he say? He said, he who eats of my flesh and drinks of my blood, and he drinks of my spirit, shall have eternal life. This is where people become religious because they know the word of God, but they ain't got no power. Oh, they can quote scriptures and not still go to hell. No power to overcome. It's the anointing of God Almighty. Amen? It's the anointing of God Almighty. I know a lot of people that can memorize the Bible cover to cover. And not only that, they're still practicing stupid things. They're still walking in the flesh. They're still serving themselves. They're still out partying and fornicating and all, and then trying to quote scripture on you. Hallelujah. Those are called foolish. Foolish. Amen. Those who were foolish took their lamps and no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they slumbered and slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him. Then all those virgins around it trimmed their lamps and so forth. And the foolish said to the wise, yo, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. I want you to know that you can't share your oil, and you can't sell it. But the wise answered, saying, no, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to go buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with it to the wedding. And the door was shut, and afterwards the other virgins came also, saying, Lord, Lord, open up to us. And he said, and he answered and said to them, assuredly I say to you, I do not know you. See, Jesus is always looking for Jesus. Amen? Jesus looks for Jesus. It's his presence, it's his spirit. Amen? In fact, the Bible tells us if we're filled with the Holy Spirit who wrote the word, you know the word, it's in you. Amen? Not that we shouldn't read it. Why? We need to stir ourselves up. We need to get that corruptible part of the mind taken care of by the pure part of the mind. Amen? So I can encourage you, make sure you stay connected, stay filled with the Spirit of God. Don't let the enemy justify by reading the Word of God. That's not enough. You got to worship. You got to not only eat the Word, but you got to be filled with the Spirit of God. Or you won't win. You won't overcome. It's impossible. And it's our responsibility to maintain it and stir ourselves up to it. That's why the Bible says, forsake not to assemble. Amen? Praise God. Everybody okay? Listen, the court's in session. We're about to see a lot of things happen. Get your cameras out. Get your AI out there and film it all. Amen? Because it's about to happen. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed.